This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A raid by Denver police in 2019 ended with a house burning down and two officers shot. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports the owner of the house is now set for a settlement.
DPD officers used tear gas as they tried to end an hours-long standoff with a man at a house on Inca Street, but those canisters are reportedly forbidden for indoor use, and they led to a fire that destroyed the home. The home's owner was the mother of the suspect in the standoff, and she sued the police department. She'll be awarded $95,000 in a city council-approved settlement. The woman's son, Joseph Quintana, was accused of shooting two officers before the tear gas was deployed. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Colorado Springs will not hold a Veterans Day parade this year. CPR's Haley May reports on the cancellation over a lack of funding.
The Veterans Day Parade costs about $50,000 to put on each year. Organizers say the money comes from sponsors and covers the cost of police support, insurance, and waste removal, among other necessities. This year, just 51 groups signed up compared to 87 last year, leading organizers to call it off. Those in Colorado Springs can still honor veterans with a small march through downtown and an open house hosted by the local American Legion November 2nd. Haley May, CPR News.
The Republican presidential campaign is coming to Aurora. Donald Trump is planning a rally Friday at the Gaylord Rockies Resort. Trump has been talking about Aurora for weeks and claiming the city is being overrun by a transnational gang. City leaders note that that is not true. A long-running fight over mining in Colorado is over after some decades of conflict and disagreement, and they're celebrating in Crested Butte.
I can't explain how it feels to be on the top of the mountain that you worked for 47 years to protect and having it actually done in your lifetime.
And you know a party in Crested Butte, not like a party someplace else, and we will go there a little later. It's mostly sunny across Colorado today. Around Denver, it's highs again in the 80s today and all week. This is CPR News.